Welcome to episode 5, Emotional Bitches? We wanted to talk today about mostly emotions and how they drive us and many other people based on our observations. And this seems to be something that's just trending more and more, with no surprise with how powerful the media is and social media and so forth, and the things that people hear and how things trend and all this. So we wanted to take today's episode to talk about that. And, you know, really, this episode is probably going to be more self-assessment and criticism about that than it is, you know, anything else. So, you know, we'll of course get into that. And I know you had a few things, Craig, that you wanted to talk about, but I know there's been some crazy things going on in the world. I just read that all the National Guard, I think 2,200 of them down in DC have been deputized. So basically made into law enforcement. So there's essentially—
Oh, really? I didn't see that. I didn't know that.
It's essentially—
So they're cops now. Like, that's what it means?
Martial law. That's pretty much martial
law. Wow. No shit. That's— Huh.
Yeah.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just saw that not too long ago, and I wonder how many other states are going to follow suit, because apparently other states are doing this same thing where they're putting their National Guard in and at Capitol buildings. I don't know.
Yeah, because I saw they're supposed to be like, well, call it whatever. Like, I've heard riots, I've heard protests, I've heard attacks, I've heard all of this stuff. So who— that's only— today's Monday. I keep forgetting it's Monday. That's only— this whole spiel is 2 days away. That's so interesting. Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're
right. It's on the 20th. Yeah, it's on the 20th. So
yeah, the inauguration.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, it's going to be— I'm sure there's going to be something happening. It's just not going to be a normal—
Well, I don't think day. There's going to be anything like what they keep blowing it up out to be, unless if there's nefarious people and groups that are going to, you know, really try to blow it out of proportion and, you know, so forth.
This is— and then of course, yeah, with the media, you're gonna see the different sites spinning it their way. So everybody, remember, think clearly, think for yourself, and look through— look at multiple sources and see. So
like the one episode I mentioned, that I said I see this stuff, you know, and I don't even believe most of the stuff I see, you know.
It's got to be like critical thinking.
You know, I mean, it's one of those things like where they're deputizing the National Guard troops down in DC. I mean, yeah, I guess that doesn't sound too far fetched. But then I read an article about some guy. He just turned 18, but I guess a year or two ago, he was wearing like a Keep America or whatever, you know, America Great hat, and he got involved in an altercation, but somebody recorded it, and then the media spun it as him being racist and starting and inciting everything, which he didn't. So he sued for libel, and he sued for $250 million, and they settled for $50
million. Jesus.
Because of— based on how just massive the, you know, the spread of that article, of that story.
Oh,
the money they made on it, also the damage that caused him. Because really, you know, something like that happens, you're not going to get a job again.
You just made me think of another— this is another very current event. It happened like yesterday. This was one which I was pissed off. So there's a gym, I don't know where, but it's in New Jersey. I know.
Oh, yeah, Tillis Gym. I know
exactly. Gym owner who—
Tillis Gym.
You know, he was refusing— him and his business partner were refusing to close during all this COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Now, what happened is, long story short, they were getting fined like $15,000 a day. And they, of course, didn't pay the fines.
Of course.
But now the state reached into the business bank account of the gym and took it all.
Personal.
Was it personal? Well, whatever. They took 170 grand.
Yeah.
And now the guy's like— you know, I mean, they just went in there and grabbed it.
Tillis Gym.
That's hideous.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was— well, not funny. It's not funny at all. None of it's funny. But the person interviewing said, like, the irony of this is that they were trying to keep a gym open, which is to make people healthier.
Yeah.
Which helps, the healthier you are, you know, it lowers your probability of the, you know,
getting sick,
messing you up.
Yeah.
And it's just, that's the irony there. But yeah, I feel bad for those guys. I mean, they've been raising money since then with like t-shirt sales and donations and stuff. But like, I hope that they can fight the state and get that money back.
Yeah, because it's ridiculous. And the fact that they pierced the shield, the whole idea of incorporating is to protect that's... you personally. So they are not supposed to be able to do that, to go in, pierce the corporation.
Right, the entity. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the entity, because the entity is... the entity is its own thing. Like corporation is like its own thing. Just like we have social security numbers, like
we're a legal entity.
Yeah. Right. So the fact that they did that, and you know what it is, it's because the AG and the governor, they don't like it. They don't like, you know, the fact that they resisted and that they were speaking out about it. And they're like, we'll show you, we're going to make an example of you, you know? And so they go just infringing on these guys' rights left and right. Because another thing is too, this shit's not law. You know, these governors could say, oh, my executive order is to do this.
Yeah, right.
They always followed up with law enforcement, you know, agencies can choose to enforce this or not. Meaning that what they're saying and doing is not laws, because the executive branch does not make laws. That's not, they can't do, that's the whole point of separation of power. Yeah. Like we talked about before. Mm-hmm. And then, but they're acting like these are laws. So like, we will fine you, like that mayor, we will fine you, we will jail you, we will shut you down, you know? And it's like,
yeah, it pisses me off big time. So it's,
but anyway, yeah. So that's,
yeah. So those are two current event things that are
states of what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
I wish there was like some cool space news or something that we could talk about. That's on a more positive. Well,
There is cool space news. My boy Elon, you know, that Starship rocket that they're working on, the next version. They should be ready to test flight soon. They're doing some final work, swapping out an engine and stuff on that. But that's just an incredible feat of engineering.
Yeah. Everything.
It's just an incredible feat, and that's gonna help us get to colonize Mars, which is great. I mean, I could talk about that spaceship forever, so I don't want to turn it into a rocket episode.
I
love it. It's just so motivating and so exciting. And
what I love about that is it shows the power of capitalism and private.
That's right. He's done more with that
industrialization.
That's right. He's done more with that. He's had that space company for about 15 years, maybe a little more. And he's done more in that time than any government agency has for space. I mean, I'm not dissing on NASA. NASA's great, but
yeah, but it's just the fact that it moves so slow. There's regulations. There's so
that's
many.
Right. I was just gonna say that he rapidly innovates. Rapidly,
you have to. And you know, people are, oh, the profits. Oh, it's all selfish interest because people just want profits. Well, that's what spurs the progress. If they weren't concerned about their bottom line, their operating expenses and all this other stuff, they'd be doing a NASA and just dragging things out.
Elon, so they pioneered landing rockets. Now they've mastered that, like second nature to them. Then they pioneered whole new engine technology, which allows them to have the most powerful rocket in the world right now.
Yeah.
And now next, the Starship thing, they're going to use that for even traveling from city to city around the world. You're going to be able to fly to Tokyo in 40 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
There's innovation.
And one more thing, he's pioneering in orbit refueling. So they're going to fly a Starship up there, and then they're going to fly other Starships up to refuel it midair. So it's full, and then it's going to fly off to Mars. Like,
and who would have ever imagined that, you know?
No,
the fact that they're doing it, and who knows over the next 5-10 years, if you know, things continue as they are, but the next 5-10 years, the innovations that are going to come out of this that are going to be not just for space, but like you said, for here, just in our regular lives, the benefit that's going to have on all of us.
And one more thing, they're flying humans back to the space station now. We haven't been flying humans. The the United States has not been able to fly humans on American rockets from American soil.
Right. For what, 20 years?
Yeah, something like that. Right. It's like 15, 20 years.
Because NASA stopped doing it.
You're right.
They said, we're just going to let Russia and India do it in China.
We had to pay Russia $65 million a seat.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Per seat for every flight of a human up there. Now, Elon does it for like $2 million a seat or something ridiculously low.
Yeah. Like that, so. And I mean, how great is that? And we don't have to rely on Russia. And
that's right.
You know, I mean, I don't necessarily hate Russia, but I also don't necessarily like Russia. But everybody in America seems to hate Russia. You know, I mean, new flavor of the week of who to hate. So, yeah. Like, well, now
right.
We're not one less thing to have to rely on Russia for and pay. You
that's
know,
right. That's
thanks
right.
to Musk, Musk ox.
the guy's fantastic. So
awesome. Well,
that's cool. That's cool stuff. Like. Emotional bitches though, right? That's
emotional bitches. We were emotional bitches today.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why we wanted to talk about this topic quick. I mean,
terrible, man. Like,
I think you'll agree with me. Like when you have your own business, you generally have more bad days than good days. I would say
you're
constantly just like,
at least just call them not good days.
You right, neutral. Days. I'd say neutral. Yeah.
Neutral or just not good, you know, because you could label them from terrible to just, you know, so I'd rather just say not good, you know.
Yeah, you have so many not good days and it's a fight, emotional fight. Like, but the thing is, like, okay, well, yeah, I wanted to talk about two things. One was, I woke up today and I was an emotional bitch, basically. I was, I don't want to say whiny, but I wasn't interested in doing what needed to be done today.
Yep.
And I was just, once that switch happens, you start to like, it's like a thing rolling down a hill. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger because you keep just thinking of negative stuff and bad stuff. And you have stuff to complain about and
the world.
That's when the emotional bitch takes over.
Yep.
And you have to destroy it. Mm-hmm. Now, one thing that also got me, got that ball rolling, which is a quick story for today. This is so weird. It's bizarre. That's the best word for it. This is bizarre. But it started to make me feel all like sad and, you know, just emotionally bitchy. But you know how, like when you have a Facebook page and you get those emails like, oh, it's, you know, it's Jimmy's birthday today. You ever see like those emails?
Yeah, I think so.
I got a notification today from can you hear background? Can you hear that or no? Okay, good.
I don't know, maybe something, but
I can I'll edit this piece out. But anyway, I had a buddy from college that, you know, just a buddy from college, but he got cancer and he died when he was 32 years old. And that was 6 years ago, but it's his birthday today. So I got the fucking Facebook notification that it's his birthday because he just died and no one ever closed his Facebook page. You know what I mean? So I was just like, oh my God. Like I see that and I'm just like, that's bizarre. You know, it's just so weird.
It is weird.
But that got me feeling like, oh my God. You know, and it just took that kind of triggered me into this like negative state for the day.
Yeah. Yeah, triggers, man.
Negative state for the day. And then I was just earlier today, I was just like, oh, talking to you, I was just like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this today. I don't know. It's shit that I needed to do. And I was being just a bitch about it. But the key here is you got to do whatever it takes to get out of that bitchy mode. For me, it was a little bit of coding, a little bit of work, and especially going to the gym, you know? Yeah. I got a workout in and that shit always changes you. Always. Yeah. I felt fantastic afterwards. But most days, well, I don't want to say most, many days you have not good days when you're trying to do something new. It's just, that's the key. And you got to bust through that shit, whatever it takes. I recommend a workout, but whatever it takes.
Yeah. And that's, you know, and the key here is also that discipline. We talked about this before, that bad days, bad workouts, all this stuff are the things that make you grow and where you progress. Because the good days, they're great. Enjoy them when you have them. But the reality is it's those your not good days that that if you stick with it, stick with the plan, and you're disciplined, that's what's going to push you through. And listen, you know, there's only so much we can do about being in a bad mood and trying to cheer ourselves up or whatever else, but you just gotta keep moving forward. And that's why it's discipline. That's why we keep saying discipline over motivation, because motivation is great. It's like, oh, well, I got to get myself motivated. I got to find motivation. Maybe I'll read a motivational quote. I'll look up motivation. That's great. You know, motivation's great, but the reality is it's the discipline that is the game changer. That's what makes the difference. And that's what you did, you know?
Yeah. And it's just like, you have to take the first step. Like, and this sounds so like stupid, but it works. Like,
yeah.
Okay. I was being such a little whiny bitch and I didn't want to do work today, but it was a prime day to do it because it's a holiday. Holidays are the best. You shouldn't take holidays off. You should work your ass off on holidays because nobody else is. It gives you a chance to like marginally get ahead.
Yeah.
So, but I was like, man, I'm just so bitchy about this. What am I going to do? I know I got to code. Well, in order to code, I have to get my computer open. I have to get into the coding environment and I have to write a few lines of code to get started.
Yeah.
Once you get started, you're rolling. And yeah. Then I was like, oh man, I got to work out today. I don't want to work out today. Well, what do you do to work out? You put your gym clothes on, you put your sneakers on, and that's the first step. Yeah. And then you go. And that's what I did. And then you start noticing as soon as you start rolling with this stuff, all that whiny emotional bitch stuff disappears.
Yeah.
But if you mope, you're just screwed. You're going to mope for the whole day.
Yeah. You mope and you let it take over. You know, almost think of it as a very, I don't know what you want to say, but a animalistic way of looking at it as is like, think that you just have like a demon or, you know, a bad spirit or, you know, somebody's willing you to not get ahead. And that's what's happening. And you got to fight it and just move ahead, you know?
Well, you're right. And you know, it's not you, because when we talked, okay, guys. So I was being emotional bitch today, but then John and I got on a phone call and we just talked about business related stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then that helped pull me out too, you know, because one thing you mentioned was like keeping your focus on the long-term goals and plans.
Yeah.
And not letting a little day just throw all that shit off, you know?
Right.
But, that's key too.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things is that like, we're just developing and we're just starting out. So we don't really have revenue coming in. So it's concerning for both of us, especially Craig, cause he's got a family there to have some revenue coming in. And one of his concerns was the revenue. And I said, man, you know, that'll happen. You know, that's going to happen. You have to keep your eye on the vision. You know, we want to change the world by changing one person at a time. And that's what the apps are for. That's what this podcast is for. And, you know, and rather than thinking about like, well, I have to code this so that we can make money in the future, thinking instead, I have to code this because this is going to be $1 million code and this is going to be changing lives and this is going to change the world. You know, you put it in a different perspective of things. Like instead of thinking of training, like, oh, I have to go to the gym and train because, you know, I just have to do this or whatever. You think instead like, no, I want to be, you know, my goal is to deadlift the state record. So I got to get my ass there and grind something out and do something to make that progress.
Yeah, you're totally right. Like the code I did today, you know, a few hundred lines of code. It's not just a few hundred lines of code. I mean, that code might change thousands of people's lives.
Yeah.
Based off of this new app that we're working on too.
Yeah.
And that might make a big difference in the productivity of a lot of people. It's more than just some code. And same with the, like you mentioned, deadlift, you know,
mm-hmm.
I publicly said I want to get to 400 pound bench, however long that takes me.
Yeah.
So today, you know, today was a chest day. And instead of me saying, no, I'll skip that workout and be a little bitch about it. No, it's an important step in the long-term goal.
Yeah.
Very important step. Which by the way, you can see a video of me benching today on our channel. I'm very proud of it actually, because it was 320 pounds, three reps. And
yeah, very
I'm nice. Just, I just remind myself that 2 years ago, I couldn't even bench 135 pounds. So I'm proud of that. Check it out. it's nowhere near 400. Long road ahead to 400, but
getting there.
You know, today's workout counts. It's towards it. So
yeah, we both have bench videos up. Mine I get crushed in, so if you want to see me get crushed almost to death, check it out.
Yeah, John almost gets crushed to death and there's this dopey guy behind him who doesn't even help him out. So I don't know what guy, poor guy, but
yeah. He was just in his own little world. That's
yeah, he wasn't,
he wasn't the only one. There were more people all in the gym that were watching.
People are afraid to take action and help in situations. You know, there's been studies or not studies, experiments with this, you know.
Yeah, people freeze up and whatever.
They freeze up and they walk right by and they...
I think it's emotions, you know. I think it's the emotions that people are like, oh, what do I do? Or oh, you like, they just don't even... Actually, there's no real thought going through their head other than like freeze. You know, it's like these animals that freeze up. Or
whatever, you know? Yeah, ostriches. Animals that freeze up in headlights, deer in headlights, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's a real thing too. Like John and I grew up in a mountainous area. So we had to deal with deer when we were driving around and stuff.
Yes.
It happens, man. Deer mess people up.
Run straight into your car.
Yeah.
Like you'll be driving by and they will run.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure most people watching this know that. Maybe they don't. I don't know, but
yeah, I don't know.
Run into your car. You'll just be driving up the road and hear Steer. You know, perfect timing. Thanks, dear. You know, you couldn't have done it better. Like all you know, of all the road that there is there, you had to run straight into my vehicle.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, dear.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you got to get out of the, you know, whatever you want to call it, waking up the wrong side of the bed.
The funk.
Being in a funk. Yeah. A bad mood, a bad day, you know. And another thing is like, oh, I can't wait for the weekend, or I wish I didn't have this day. I can't wait for the next day off. Try to, you know, listen, we only have so much time here and none of us know how much time actually we have. So
right.
You got to just live for that day and make the most of it. You know, if you're doing something, whatever job, just be like, listen, I'm going to plug these numbers in the Excel better than anybody's ever done it, you know? And I'm like, if that's what you got to do, just own it and love
Excel
it.
Excel domination, man.
Yeah.
Excel domination.
Yeah. Hey, when I was a financial analyst, I actually did really love working in Excel, and I would learn all the keyboard shortcuts.
Oh, yeah.
I would come up with formulas and scripts and stuff, and I'd make the most
fun.
Of it.
I didn't mind it either. I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But you made me think of two things here. One is it is hard to get, well, the back up, the weekend thing, living for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who said this. I didn't make this up either, but it's someone said, like, if you're living, you know, if you can't wait for Friday night, you know, the week to end, so you have your weekend, like your shit's messed up. It's fucked up. Yeah, like right. Your Monday through Friday is all wrong if you just can't wait for the weekend. So figure something new out there. Change your life around, because, you know, your day should just be your day. It shouldn't be weekday, weekend, really. But that makes me think of another point here. It is hard to get out of the funk and avoid being too emotional and waking up on the wrong side of the bed and whatnot if you don't have a goal, a target.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so absolutely. If you don't have a goal that you're working towards, and we talked about this before, you know, the goal is the top of the pyramid, and then your plan is kind of like what fills that pyramid and whatever else goes in there. But you think about each day has to be a part of the plan, and you list that stuff down, you 80-20 and so forth. Once you start doing that stuff and you get programmed, you won't even be thinking about bad days and the bullshit and whatever. Yes, you might have something bad because bad circumstances happen, you know, don't need to go into detail there. But for the most part, when you're just having a regular day, you know, you're just waking up as normal. And listen, there's hormones that will shift and change things and everything else. And that'll impact things. But for the most part, if you're sticking to your plan and working towards your goals and checking things off, then, you know, those bad days, not good days, aren't going to be really relevant. Like, that's not going to be something that happens. You know, they're just going to be days. You're just doing your shit and working towards your goal.
Yeah, that's right.
And health optimization too, man. Sometimes you just need some electrolytes and some water and you're dehydrated. That could put you in a bad mood. You know, get a vitamin water. Go get a vitamin water or not a Gatorade. What's the Powerade or something that has the B vitamins in it. Chug one of those because that could be all the difference that's causing you to be so miserable feeling and, you know, thinking.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so
true. One of my problems was that for me today, one of the things that finally turned me around was I got some light show in my water and I chugged a whole bunch of water and took some B vitamins. And then, you know, eventually it's probably an hour or two kind of turned it around. And then I got into things even more, had a couple calls, you know, we had, you know, spoke and that's all that helped.
Yeah, exactly. It helps. Progress always helps. I think that's like a Tony Robbins thing.
Yeah.
He talks about progress, even if it's super small. Progress changes your mindset, gets you going.
Yeah. Even if you're having a miserable day and you really don't want to do anything and you're thinking like, I don't want it to be a waste, but I don't give a shit and I'm just going to lay here all day or I'm going to call out or whatever. Just do one thing.
That's right.
One little baby step towards your goal or towards progressing in life, whatever it is, just one little thing, you know?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be huge. You can do something small and then waste the rest of the day if you want to.
Yeah.
If you do zero, well, then that's really a bad day.
Yeah, that's a real bad day.
And that's a waste. Yeah, it's a waste.
We like to encourage to do even just one baby step because you know what? You do one and you're like, well, I'll do another, you know, I'm going to work on another one.
It builds.
You go from one baby step to five and by five, you're like, you turn the whole day around and you just turn it into a completely productive, good day, you know?
But if you do nothing, then you are an emotional bitch. That's
right. Well, you know, I know that there are some days that you just want to be, you know, you want to shut down and you want to be turned off and that's it. You need to recuperate or whatever. I get that. But yeah, you don't want to be an emotional bitch. If you're just letting it become something that, you know, this negativity taking over and that's what's controlling you. That's being an emotional bitch.
Yeah, like those rest days when you know you need them and you plan it, you know, you plan it ahead. Like, okay, next Thursday I'm gonna take the day and relax and go for a walk and read or whatever the hell. Like that's part of the process. That's cool. But when you have a day where you know you have to get so much done, and then you waste it.
But it's just, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Yeah.
Yeah. That's an emotional bitch day then. So that's not good.
And listen, I mean, even Elon Musk, I'm sure goes through that stuff, but he knows, you know, with how monotone he is and emotionless he is.
Yeah.
Stoic. I'd have to believe that most of his days are that way, but he just keeps moving. You know,
he does, he knows it's his
damn goal. So to him, emotional human stuff is just irrelevant because to him, it's about this vision he has. He's just so obsessed. So waking up on the wrong side of the bed or whatever else is not going to. It's not going to interfere with his, you know, what he's doing.
Exactly. Same with, same with all these. Great. It's just not gonna mess them up. They won't allow it to mess them up.
No.
But if you have enough bad days in a row and enough bad days in a month and then in a year and then 5 years, all of a sudden you become
a bad life.
A bad life. Perhaps an empty man, episode one. Perhaps an empty man.
Exactly. An empty
that's right.
That's what it leads to.
Or
empty person for people who aren't men listening. We went into detail why we titled it Empty Man because we're men, so we're speaking about our own experiences. We're not women or anything else, so we don't want to speak on behalf of anybody else.
Yeah, I can't just change like that.
No. I mean, we're men, we've always been men, but you become empty man with an empty life, and you know, and to that end, you know. If you are having more bad days, like you're just feeling off, you're having more bad days than you used to, more negative. Listen, go back to building your body.
That's right.
We did because you might need to look at your foundation. Your blood tests might be all over the place. Your testosterone or sex hormones might be out of whack. You might have barely any of your sex hormone left, you know?
And you don't even know it, right?
Exactly. You don't even know it. And that's or you might be diabetic. You might be diabetic and your blood sugar is causing it, you know? Like that's one other thing that, you know, if you keep having these, and listen, you're still, whether you're fighting through them or not, if you keep having them and you keep having these mood swings, get tested, get your doctor, you know, speak to your doctor, get your blood tests done and see, make sure everything's in order.
Yeah. Something's probably off, right? Probably. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. And then if everything is in order physically, and you're still having those bad days, well, then it's probably, you probably just haven't found the right thing to work on. Probably. I don't know, case by case basis, but if you're physically okay and you're not mentally like pumped about what you're doing, then I mean, change it. Like John and I, like both of us, we didn't just change jobs. We've changed industries. And I mean, that's a big, we both changed industries. So it's just, that's not something to be terrified of.
No,
some people are terrified to change a job. And it's like, no. Imagine changing completely the track of what you work on. It's just, don't be afraid. I mean, just try it. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, because if you were truly unhappy and you fixed everything else and it comes down to what you're doing on a daily basis, well, what the hell?
Yeah. What do you have to lose?
Yeah. Like if you, so what, you know, you go from making 150,000 to 50,000 or 30,000 or 20,000 because you wanted to do something, like, so be it, you know, like at least you'll be happy and you won't have to question it. You won't be on your deathbed. See, that's one of the things that, you know, is a powerful thing that I use. I say to myself, well, if I died or I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to be there for like 8 hours. What's the shit that's going to be going through my head? Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a powerful thing to think, you know, for anybody listening who's always wanted to do something, but you never even tried it. Think about that.
Yeah.
When you're on your deathbed and you're on your way out, are you going to be like, are you going to hate yourself right before you die because you didn't even try?
Right. Are you going to lay back knowing you're dying in a few hours, lay back and be like, man, I was a fucking pussy. You know, it's too late. You can't change it then. You're done. You're dead in a few hours. So
yeah,
it's a grim
way to look at it, but it's also reality. This is life.
Yeah, it works.
You know,
we're the only species that we know of that can think about the future.
Yeah.
We're the only ones. I mean, maybe other ones can do it, but we haven't figured out if they can. So
yeah,
we can actually think about the future, plan and analyze about different scenarios. And I mean, yeah, that's a powerful thing, man. It is thinking about that.
No regrets. Yeah. That can change your tune pretty quick too.
Yeah. Big time.
Keeping that, you know, that type of perspective.
Yeah. You have to look at it. And if you know you have to change something, then you have to actually have to have the guts to change it.
Yep.
It's not easy sometimes. It's not easy.
Yeah, so what it comes down to is we were both feeling pretty bitchy today.
Yeah, we were.
and we chatted so that we could kind of like pep talk each other a little bit. We just stuck. We stayed disciplined. Discipline over motivation. Fuck That's motivation. Right. You know, like, screw this shit inspiration, motivation stuff, man. Just do the shit. You don't need outside, you know. Oh, and that's another thing. Sometimes people let others totally wreck your day. Why would you? Don't worry about validation from other people or anything. No. If somebody stops talking to you, so fucking be it. Somebody's not responding to you, you know, that you thought things were going good, whatever, you know, odds are it wasn't your fault. It's not because of you. So don't worry about it. You know, do not let others throw you into a bad and derail you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to do.
And don't give a shit about like, oh my God, I lost some followers today. Oh, this person blocked me today. Who gives a shit? I mean, Jesus. It's exactly.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that stuff.
Don't worry about it, man. And that's why, you know, you're going to see our videos. Like, we're not going to hide. Like, I went for an AMRAP of 10. I did 9, and then I tried to do the 10th one, and I couldn't get it. Bar comes down, and it's sitting on my stomach, and I have to crawl out from underneath it. You know, that's why I say I almost got crushed.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hide that. That's what happened. I'm not going to go back and be like, no, I can only post the one where I actually got 10 and I look strong. No.
Yeah, exactly. Post the real stuff.
I'm going to post the real stuff, the trials and tribulations, because like that, I want that out there. You know, I want that shit out there. Plus it's just boring. If you just have something that's like, it just becomes repetitive. It's like, I achieved this, you know, I did this, I did this. Well, what happened in between? You had to have failure somewhere. For every 1,000 failures, that's how you find out what will work, you know, like.
Yeah, so, be happy to fail because it teaches you stuff. Teaches you.
Where are those 1,000 failures? Share that with
you. Yeah, know. if you're not failing on a regular basis, then you're not trying enough, you know, whatever, new things or pushing your limits or whatever it may be. Like, if you're just not failing, then I don't know.
Make it a
probably
point.
Probably have a pretty boring life, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just don't be afraid to fail. Because it's not failing. It's just finding what doesn't work, you know?
Oh, and another thing too, I thought about this is, you said, don't let people ruin your day. And then back to the discipline over motivation. Another thing is like, don't buy into this whole, secret thing, you know, the secret, it's just like, oh, I'm going to envision, you know, Michael Jordan coming to my house, and it's like, okay, well, he's going to come. Like, yeah, visualization is important for a lot of things, but don't think that you could magnetically attract success. You got to do it. You got to do the discipline over motivation piece.
Dude, if we just attracted success based on our thoughts, I think I would be, you know, a trillionaire. I'd be one of the
richest. I would attract $1 trillion right now. Yeah. I'm going to do that tonight. I'm going to lay in my bed, and I'm going to attract $1 trillion.
Dude, with the amount in college that we talked about and where our mental mindset was at,
oh god,
if we really attracted what we thought and everything like we did in college, and don't get me wrong, we worked our asses off in college, but at the same time,
we did great in college, actually.
We did, and
yeah,
but the thing is, that doesn't, the little bit that we did in college doesn't map back to what we were thinking at that time.
Yeah.
So if what we were thinking at that time would have drew it in, yeah, we would have be like billionaires right now, because that's like where our mindset was at, where we were motivated to be.
Like, yes, these right, business
right. Tycoons who were just like CEOs of multiple companies and so forth. Basically, to be Elon Musk, I mean, was kind of like what we were envisioning ourselves to be.
Yeah, but guess what? Totally.
All that positive thinking and all that visualization did not attract that to us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. So we were feeling like emotional bitches today, and that's not uncommon. You know, I mean, that happens. We're human like everybody else. We have mood swings. We have hormonal swings. You know, shit, life happens, you know. And we just stuck with the plan and worked at the shit we needed to get done and just did it, you know. And yes, there will be times where you really, maybe you're going to have a panic attack. So yeah, listen, take a time out, you know, take the afternoon off, whatever, like that's going to happen. But the point is discipline, work at it, baby steps, go for it. You know,
kill that weakness.
check your health, you know, I can review the Building Your Body episode. We're going to put up an article soon that backs up all that and has some additional information. Cause that'll be important. That's important stuff. But that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. For this one. I mean, if you are listening, I don't know where people are listening, or you're watching this on YouTube, or you're listening on one of the podcast platforms. So, I mean, yeah, subscribe to the stuff, like the stuff. I mean, it helps out everybody. So please do, feel free to share this with anybody.
I think that's the biggest thing when we're talking about this. Like, if you're finding stuff valuable, share it with other people that could use it. Or even if you know somebody that could use this information or hear us talk or whatever, share it, because we want the way we look at it is the littlest bit can save a life or lives.
It could.
That's the way we look at it. If our video can help inspire and motivate some people and save some lives, that's what we want.
Yeah. So. And if we can change someone who is just, their life is on the wrong track.
Yeah.
And all these hours we put in, and then we flip that person around and they change their life in a positive way. And then it's just, that's what we're aiming for. Yeah. That's it. Sweet stuff, man.
Cool.
All right. I guess.
Yeah. Until the next one. Thanks everybody. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Kill your weakness.